We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. And normally this time we would talk with someone from the Minnesota Farmers Union. But today we've been fortunate enough to talk with someone from the National Farmers Union. I have Ann Steckel. She's the biodiesel advisor for the National Farmers Union. Welcome to our Farm Show.
Thank you so much, Dustin. A pleasure to be speaking with you today.
So you just took over the role a little while ago, a couple months ago. And how has it been adjusting to working with the National Farmers Union?
Well, it's been a real pleasure to be able to work with the National Farmers Union. The National Farmers Union has been always a leader in biofuels issues, and so I think they're really redoubling their efforts and having this position full, you know, focusing solely on biofuels. We're at a very precarious time in terms of what's going on with federal policy and the development of our renewable fuels, and so the Farmers Union really sees that, and there's a lot of political dynamics going on, and really wanted to make sure that we had a very strong seat at the table and a voice on behalf of farmers and the importance of biofuels and all of our policy issues. So I'm incredibly excited to be on the job and working for those efforts.
So as you mentioned, it's kind of a precarious future right now, and it seems that more and more in the last couple months we've had to defend the RFS, whether it's biodiesel. In fact, biodiesel really was in danger here just a couple months ago, and you know, ethanol sat by worried, wondering if it happens to them, are we next?
Absolutely. The renewable fuel standard has really been a tremendous success story, not just for our farmers, but for all of the consumers, as it does lower prices at the pump. And so it's essential that we are in D.C. fighting every day up on Capitol Hill, educating members of Congress about the benefits of renewable fuels. Obviously, right here in Minnesota, most folks see firsthand the benefit of renewable fuels. But what we do is we meet with legislators from all across the country on all of the coasts to talk to them about how, you know, their consumers benefit from the lower prices at the pump and from the renewable fuels that we're growing right here in the Midwest. And so it's really an education effort in ensuring that everyone understands the importance of the RFS and ensuring its viability for years to come.
And, you know, it's debate over the RFS that is keeping the USDA from becoming fully staffed. I know on our show we've talked about Ted Cruz's hold on Bill Norby there. But, you know, it seems that, you know, something that's good for the environment and good for, you know, the price at the pumps shouldn't be something to be used as a political pawn. But yet it seems that's what's happening.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're having we're seeing a lot of political games going on right now in terms of what's happening with holds being put on nominees for USDA, Bill Norby being the prime example of that, and USDA being able to really get fully staffed up because, you know, senators from Texas want to get rid of the RFS. And so they're playing politics with a policy that is very important. And so, again, we're really in there talking to members of Congress about the importance of these renewable fuels and really educating them, you know, on the benefits to all of the consumers.
And now getting out and meeting with some of the people out here in Minnesota, what kind of message are you getting from them to kind of take back with you to Washington?
Well, it's been incredibly beneficial for me to meet with folks, the stakeholders firsthand, to see the success stories that have happened right here in Minnesota, and to really look at them and figure out how we can translate those success stories to what we do in D.C. on a federal policy effort. The B20 mandate, for example, has been absolutely record-breaking, and we're hoping that other states will follow suit. And we're certainly hoping that we take that success story and continue to parlay that into the success of the renewable fuel standard and think proactively about other policy developments that we may do on the federal effort to really continue to grow these renewable fuels that we have right here in Minnesota.
All right. Well, Ann, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us. I know you're always busy and getting work done with the RFS, but I appreciate you you taking the time to visit with us.
Thanks so much, Dustin. My pleasure.
That's Ann Steckel, National Farmers Union Biodiesel Advisor, here on the Farm Show. We're back after this.